Okay, we're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And it's a bit further than halfway down. It says Tanya Idach. So we have another braisa with regards to telling us why it's prohibited to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Kol Melechas Avoida Lo Sasu. The pasuk says that all of the work basically don't do. So now, I don't, if you've got over here the pasuk, I don't know if we've got the Gemaras that everyone used together, but in these, if you look at the pasukim, it's quite, there's two pasukim over here, and these blue ones where it says pasuk dalad over here, right? If you got the pasukim and pasuk dalad, it says, I'm just going to read it. It says b'yom harishon mikra kodesh. Kol Melechas Lo Sa'asu. You see that? So that's one pasuk. The last two words of that pasuk is Lo Sa'asu. I underline that. And then the next pasuk after that says, yeah, Shivas Yomim. So basically we're doing a bit of fancy footwork over here. And it's a smichus of these pasukim. And basically learning, don't do work on those days. So Chol HaMoed is Osa but Melacha. That is the limud over here of this Raisa. Back to the Gemara. Limeid al cholo shel moed she'osa b'asiyas malacha. That's Divrei Rebbe Yossi Aglili. Okay? So he learns that smichus. Rebbe Akiva says, Eino tzorch, you don't need that. Yeah, harehu oimeh, it says the following pasuk, Eila moedei Hashem, yeah, v'goimeh. So in that pasuk over there, the main point over here, it says mikra a kodesh. If you look in pasuk over here on these numbers, it's gimel. So you see over there, it says in the, kind of like towards the end of the line there, it says mikra a kodesh. So that means it's a sanctified with holiness. Okay, back to the Gemara. B'meh hakosav midaber. Which day is that talking about? In the Rishon, if it's talking about the first day of Sukkos, Hare Kavon Emar, Shabbosom. Right, it's already said Shabbosom means you should refrain from doing Malacha. So this Mikra Kodesh, you shouldn't do Malacha, what was that? It's not talking about the first day of Sukkos. And in Bishvi, the Gerser over here should be Shmini, because these Pesukim are talking about Sukkos. If you look at this Os Gimel over here, it changes to Shmini. And if it's about talking about the eighth day of Sukkos, Hare Kavon Emar, Shabbosom. So is it Shabbos and you shouldn't do Malacha? So what's so ha ain a cost of this pasuk midaber? It's only talking about Ella v'cholel shel moed with the cholel shel moed to teach you l'lamed ha she'asa v'asias Malacha. So when it says mikra kodesh, it tells you it's asa and asias Malacha. That's the end of the braisa. Okay. Tani Idach, we've got a further braisa that's coming to tell you why it's asked to Malacha on Chol HaMoed. It says, Sheishes Yomim, 6 days, Toichal Matzos. You should eat Matzos for 6 days. But Yom HaShvi'i, at Tzeres LeHashem. And the seventh day, at Tzeres, means stop doing Malacha to Hashem. End of Pasuk. So we're going to say it like this. Ma Shvi'i Otzor, just as the seventh day, you're not supposed to do Malacha, so too the Af Sheish Hashomim at Surim. Also the 6 days that are mentioned in the first part of the Pasuk is also going to be Osa in Asiyas Malacha. Now I suggest, so if that's the command is going to ask to suggest something which is not true, so Ima Shvi, if just like the seventh day is Otsor stop B'chol Malacha from all Malachas, so Af you're going to suggest also Sheishes Yomim, the first, the Chol HaMoed, is Atzurim B'chol Malacha, also in all Malacha. Tamaloma says, so you look at the passage, it says, Uv'yom HaShvi at Tzeres. The seventh day is the full stop, meaning stopping for Malacha. That was the end of the passage. HaShvi'i Atzur B'chol Malacha. On Shvi'i, there's total restrictions. You're not allowed to do any Malacha, except Ovel Nefesh. Yeah? The Ein Sheisha Yomim, that the 6 days are not Atzurim, are not stopped B'chol Malacha, in all of Malacha. Okay? So by the fact that it basically said that at Seres by the seventh day, there's a higher level of refraining. So this is an important principle now. Ha, behold, lo masron, it was only handed over across of the pesukim, ella to, right, rather, to the chachomim. Basically, these pesukim were handed over to the chachomim, lo melcha, to tell you, eizah yom osa, which day is osa. Okay, I'm just going to stop. Let's look at Rashi over here, in mid-Rashi. This is a big halachic principle. This is the principle of mosru l'chachomim. Sometimes you have it something that's mosru l'chachomim. The chachomim define something through logic. Something. Okay, let's look at this Rashi of ha-re lo mosron akosom el l'chachomim. That Rashi over there. Kaloma. That is to say, me'acha, since... since the Pasuk told you, Shehein Atsurin Mimalaka, that their Atsurin means the stopping from doing Malaka, V'loi B'chulan, and not on all of them, because we said basically the end of the Pasuk is all Malakas, and the beginning of the Pasuk not. V'loi Piresh Ezu, it didn't explain, but I didn't tell you which ones, didn't give the instructions. Hamuteres, the Ezazu Asura, and which ones are the Asa ones? Yeah? Da. You should know, and you should look. Yes, shaloi masron. It must be that they were handed over ela lechachamim. Right, hayoidim lehavim. These the chachamim, they know to understand al ezazu lehatil on which one to place upon it a heter to make it permissible. While ezazu on which one lehatil the issa. Okay. Vehem, and now he's going to explain now, right? So I think basically we'll read this in the Gemara the next bit. So basically, it was left open for the Chachamim over here to tell you which is Osa, which is Mutter. So let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, so I'm just going to go back from Loi Malacha to tell you Eizazer Yom Osa, which day is Osa. So the day that is Osa is going to be Yom Tov, and they tell you Yom Tov is Osa through sanctifying the moon. The A's is a yom mutter. So the here mutter means holomoid. His mutter somewhat. Yeah. A's a zu. Now this is not talking about A's a zu malacha asura. Now it's focusing on holomoid. When it says A's, right, A's a malacha asura means on holomoid which malacha is asura. And that means like a normal malacha, right? There's no heter. The A's a zu malacha mutteris. And which malacha is going to be mutter? And Rashi adds in, for example, like on Cholamoid, let's say if someone's going to incur a financial loss, right? So therefore, sometimes we have leniencies, so therefore we permit a malacha. Even though sometimes the malacha is going to be Osa, but if it's going to incur a final loss, we're going to say it's going to be permissible. And that was all left up to the Chachamim to decide. Okay. End of that point. That was, so basically we just proved, right, that Malacha on Holomoid is Osa. We showed, we learned that. There's an interesting Tosfos over here, just if people want to look, is do Malacha on Holomoid Osa in the Torah or not? Right? So interesting, because we're learning from Pesukim over here, so it would seem that it's Osa to do Malacha on Holomoid from the Torah, but it's kind of interesting that, well, if you can have a financial loss, what, that it doesn't apply? That's unusual, you know. I mean, we normally say if you can incur a financial loss, that this halacha doesn't apply. So it's a bit of a strange thing. Well, iron shot. Okay, now finishing off the Mishnah. This is it. The last bit of the Mishnah. So it says umutorin behesped. We said when Shavuos was chal on Shabbos, right? And then right, you're going to bring up the korbanos on Sunday, yeah. And that, so the tzedukim are going to say, hey, Shavuos on Sunday, we're right, right? So and then, so we don't want to, you know, make them feel that they're right. So we say you can do a hesped over there, right? Vatanis, and also you can fast. Shelo l'kayim, not to uphold, as divrei ha'omrim, the people who say, means the tzedukim, atzeres achar Shabbos, that Shavuos is always comes after Shabbos. Okay, that was the Mishnah. V'itmar, we got a statement, or maybe even a v'raisa. Maisa, once upon a time, a mace, and somebody died, and it was called Alkasa. Belud, in the city of Lud. V'nichnasu kol Yisrael, and they all entered, all of Israel was a huge gathering, l'soifton, to eulogize him. However, v'lo hinicham, he didn't allow them, Rebbe Tarfon, he said, stop. This is not the right, it's not the appropriate day for this. It's at Tzeres, it's Shavuos today, Haya. So, interjects the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Yom Tov, what do you mean? You know, Hespedim on Yom Tov. Eva Yom Tov, Mika Osu, would everybody come? You can't travel on Yom Tov, how could they get there? So it can't be Yom Tov. So Ela, it must be, we're saying, Ema, to say, Bibnei Shiyom Tavuach. It wasn't really Yom Tov, it was the slaughtering day. Yom Tavuach Hayar. So really, the Rebbe Tarfon didn't allow them to eulogize this Chochom because it was the slaughtering day. So end of catch. So that's a contradiction with our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we said, when Yom Tavuach comes on Sunday, that basically you've got the Kohen Gadol is dressed down, and you're allowed to do Hespedim, and you're allowed to fast. And you see over here, on Yom Tavuach, the Rebbe Tarfon didn't allow them to eulogize. So as the Gemara, straightforward answer, Lokasha is not a Kasha, can the Yom Tov, here in the case of with Rebbe Tarfon when he stopped them, but Yom Tov Shechal, when it came, V'yos Acha HaShabbos, it came after Shabbos, meaning after Shabbos means like midweek, I mean not Sunday, but it means midweek basically. If the Yom Tovach came midweek, so therefore meaning from Monday to Friday, then there's no problem with the Sukkim, because they say it's on Sunday. And can, what the Mishnah was talking about, means the Mishnah, can, the Yom Tov, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, when Shavuos was Chal actually on Shabbos. So therefore, the Yom Tovach is going to be on Sunday. So it's going to look like that Shavuos comes on Sunday. So therefore, the Tzedukim are going to say, we're right. So basically, there's no problem in the case of Rebbe Tarfon's case, because it was either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday. Okay. That's that. What's that?